The grant from NASA is part of the National Agency's Astrobiology Institute, which tries to bring together scientists from various disciplines to study life in the universe. UW-Madison geology professor Clark Johnson says some of the funds will go towards gathering very old rocks from places like Australia and Africa and trying to read the chemical signatures left long ago by living organisms.
The period between about 2 billion and about 4 billion years ago, where it is most likely that different bacteria evolved, and we want to use these new, what we call biosignatures, these chemical fingerprints, if you will, that are left in the rock record to map out what types of bacteria evolved and when.
If the scientists get the baseline data on evolution on Earth, they say they'll be better able to analyze samples from Mars and other planets. Johnson says he's only expecting single-cell organisms.
And the reason for that is microbes, particularly bacteria, have a very diverse range of environments that they can live in. They can live in very high temperatures, low temperatures, acidic solutions, more neutral solutions, and so their diversity is very great. So that's the most likely target for life evolving on another planetary body like Mars or Europa, for example.
Johnson says if all goes well, a future NASA mission to Mars may carry small instruments that could search for past life. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.